This is the Sakar Murli of 5th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, your promise is that you will continue to remember the Father until you become pure, and that you will only love the one Father. Question. On seeing the time, what effort will you sensible children make? Answer. At the end, when you leave your bodies, there should only be the remembrance of Baba. Nothing else should be remembered. From now on, you sensible children will continue to make such effort because you have to become Karmatit before you return home. For this, continue to remove the attachment from your old skin that you have. I am now going to Baba. Song. Neither will he be separated from us, nor will we experience sorrow. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children, and you children promise the unlimited Father, Baba, I belong to you. Until the end, until we go to the land of peace, the sins of many births on our heads will be burnt away in remembrance of you. This is called the fire of yoga. There is no other way. Only the one is called the purifier and Sri Sri 108 Jagat Guru. He alone is the father of the world, the teacher of the world, and the guru of the world. Only the Father gives the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. This is an impure world. It is impossible for a single person in this world to be pure. The Purifier Father grants salvation to everyone. You have become his children. You are learning how to purify the world. Shiva definitely has to be placed above the Trimurti. You also have to write, the deity sovereignty is your birthright. That too happens now at the confluence age of the cycle. Unless it is written clearly, people cannot understand. The other thing is that when they read the name Brahma Kumaris, the word Prajapita is also definitely needed with it, because many people have the name Brahma. You have to write Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwariya Vishwa Vidyalaya. You know that only the one Father will change the world that is now like stone into a pure and divine world. At this time, not a single person is pure. Everyone continues to fight and insult one another. They even say that the Father incarnated as a fish and a crocodile. They don't even understand what the incarnation is. The incarnation is of only that one. He enters a body in a subtle way and purifies the world. All other souls take their own bodies, but that one doesn't have a body of his own. However, he is the ocean of knowledge. So how does he give this knowledge? He needs a body. No one apart from you knows these things. It is an act of courage to stay at home with your family and become pure. To be a Mahavir means to show courage. It takes great courage to achieve in practice what the sannyasis cannot achieve. The Father gives you Srimat to stay at home with your family and live as pure as a lotus. Only then will you be able to claim a high status. How else would you receive the kingdom of the world? This is a study to become Narayan from an ordinary human. This is a Pathshala. Many people study here. This is why it is written World Spiritual University. These are absolutely the right words. You people of Bharat know that it was only a matter of yesterday when we were the masters of the world. Even now, temples to Radha and Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan continue to be built. Some even build temples to impure human beings. From the Copper Age onwards, there are only impure human beings. There is a great difference between building temples to Shiva and the deities and building temples to impure human beings. They are not deities. Therefore, the Father says that you have to churn these things very well. Day by day, Baba explains how the writing has to be changed. You mustn't ask, why wasn't it made like that at the beginning? You mustn't ask, why was the meaning of Man Man Above not explained to us like that at the beginning? Oh, but at the beginning, you wouldn't have been able to stay in remembrance like this. Very few children are able to give an accurate response to everything. What can the teacher do if it is not in your fortune to claim a high status? He will not make you elevated just by blessing you. Each of you has to check yourself to see what type of service you do. You should constantly be churning these things very well. The picture of who is the God of the Gita is a main one. God is incorporeal. He cannot say anything without the body of Brahma. He enters the body of Brahma at the confluence age. Why else are there Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar? There has to be his biography. No one knows anything. They say of Brahma, go to the Brahma with 100 arms, or go to the Brahma with 1,000 arms. A story has been made up about this. There are so many children of Prajapita Brahma. They come here to become pure. They have been becoming impure for birth after birth. You now have to become completely pure. You receive Srimat to remember me alone constantly. Even now, some of you are unable to understand how to remember Baba. They become confused. If, after belonging to the Father, you don't become a conqueror of sin, and your sins are not cut away, or you don't stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, what status would you then claim? Even though you may be surrendered, what would be the benefit of that? Until you become a charitable soul and make others that, you cannot claim a high status. The less you remember me, the lower the status you will receive. How could you then become double crowned? You will come down a little later, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Don't think that, because you have surrendered everything, you will receive a double crown. No, you will first become a maid or a servant, and you then might possibly receive something towards the end. Many have ego because they have surrendered themselves. What would you be able to become unless you have remembrance? It is better to become a wealthy subject than a maid or a servant. Maids and servants will not be allowed to sit in the swings and swing with Sri Krishna. These are matters to be understood. You have to make a lot of effort in this. Don't become happy with just a little. I too will become a king. In that case, there will be many such kings. The father says, the first and foremost thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Those who stay in remembrance very well experience happiness. The father explains that each soul sheds a body and takes another. In the golden age, they shed their bodies and take others in great happiness. Here they begin to cry. They have forgotten the things of the golden age. There they shed their bodies like the example given of a snake. Each of you knows that you are a soul and that your old body has to be shed. Sensible children who stay in remembrance of the Father want to leave their bodies in remembrance of the Father and then go and meet the Father. No human being knows how he can meet the Father. You children have found the way. You are now making effort. You have died alive. But you souls first have to become pure. You will become pure and then shed your old bodies and return home. You feel that you will shed your bodies as soon as you reach your Karmateet stage. However, when you do reach your Karmateet stage, your bodies will be shed automatically. Now I just want to go and stay with Baba. It is as though there is distaste for this old body. A snake has dislike for its old skin. Your new skin, body, is being prepared, but it won't be ready until you reach your Karmateet stage. This will be your stage at the end. That's it. We are now returning home. At that time, everything will be completely prepared for the war. Everything for destruction depends on your Karmateet stage. At the end, all of you will reach your Karmateet stage number-wise. There is so much benefit. You are becoming the masters of the world. Therefore, you should remember the Father a great deal. You will see many emerge who, while sitting and moving around, will constantly remember the Father. Death is standing just ahead. In the newspapers, they speak as though war is going to take place right now. When the Great War takes place, those bombs will also be released. It won't take long. Sensible children understand everything, but those who are senseless don't understand anything. They don't imbibe any of this knowledge at all. Although they continue to say, yes, yes, they don't understand anything. They don't stay in remembrance. How can those who remain body conscious and continue to remember this world understand anything? The Father now says, become soul conscious. You have to forget your bodies. At the end, you will try to do this a great deal, but you don't understand anything at the moment. At the end, there will be great repentance. Baba will also give you visions. These are the sins you have committed. Now experience the punishment for them. Now see your status too. You had visions at the beginning. There will be such visions at the end too. The Father says, don't lose your honour. Make effort to become busy in this study. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. He alone is the purifier. No one else in the world can be the purifier. These are the versions of God Shiva. It is said that the bestower of salvation for all and the purifier is only one. Everyone remembers him alone. However, only when you first consider yourselves to be souls, points, are you able to remember the Father. You know that a part of 84 births is recorded in each of you souls. That is never going to be destroyed. To understand this is not like going to your auntie's home. Because you forget this, you are unable to explain to anyone else. Body consciousness has completely killed everyone. This world has become a land of death. Everyone continues to experience untimely death. There is no difference between the way human beings die and the way that birds and animals die. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of that land of immortality. There is no untimely death there. There is no sorrow there. Here, when there is sorrow, they kill themselves. They bring untimely death to themselves. This destination is very high. In order for you never to have criminal vision, great effort is needed. To claim such a high status is not like going to your auntie's home. Great courage is needed. Otherwise you become afraid over small things. If a person with impure vision forces his way in and touches you, take a stick and chase him away. You mustn't be a coward. The Shiv Shakti Pandava army has been remembered for opening the gates to heaven. Your name is glorified. Therefore you have to show that much courage. That power will enter you when you remember the Almighty Authority. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Only with this fire of remembrance will your sins be absolved. You will then become a king who conquered sinful actions. Effort lies in having remembrance. Those who do something receive the reward of it. You also have to caution others. Your boat will go across with the pilgrimage of remembrance. Studying is not called a pilgrimage. Those pilgrimages are physical, whereas this pilgrimage is spiritual. You will go directly home to the land of peace. The Father too stays at home. While remembering me, you will arrive home. Everyone has to play his part here. This drama continues eternally. The Father continues to explain to you, children. First, remember the Father, and second, become pure and imbibe divine virtues. The more service you do, the higher the status you claim. You definitely have to become benefactors. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Constantly remember that the Almighty Authority Father is with you. When you have this awareness, power will enter you and your sins will be burnt away. The name Shiv Shakti Pandava Army is remembered. Therefore show that much courage. Never become a coward. 2. Once you have died alive, you should have no ego about surrendering yourself. Surrender yourself, become a charitable soul, and make others the same. Only in doing this is there benefit. Blessing. May you pass with honours by making your foundation strong with your stage of being free from obstacles. Because some children have the stage of being free from obstacles over a long period of time, they have a strong foundation. They are powerful themselves, and they also make others powerful. A soul who has been powerful and free from obstacles over a long period of time will also be free from obstacles at the end, and will pass with honours and go into the first division. So constantly have the aim of definitely experiencing a stage that is free from obstacles over a long period of time. Slogan. When you constantly have the feeling of uplifting every soul and having good wishes for them, you will automatically continue to receive blessings. Aviact signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. Yoga means the power of silence. This power of silence can very easily transform yourself and others. The elements as well as souls will be transformed with this power. You transform souls by giving them the course in words. But in order to transform the elements, you need the power of silence. You need the power of yoga. Om Shanti.